Exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. More on the ruling on Tiger Woods and the decision by Fred Ridley and the Masters Committee not to bounce Tiger from the tournament.
Because we had initially made the determination that he, in fact, had not violated the rule, under Rule 33-7, there was ample reason not to impose the penalty of disqualification, but to waive that penalty and impose a two-shot penalty. I didn't see anything, and he didn't tell me anything that would lead me to believe that he knowingly violated the rule.
So Tiger Woods talked a lot about this weekend. What we did not spend much time talking about, nor did anybody else, and maybe because of the fact that it was Friday, we've had a long weekend, but was the delay penalty that came against the 14-year-old golfer, Guan Tianlang. And when I heard this, I was devastated for the kid. I was sickened as someone who hates to see people get picked on. They would never do this with a major pro. And as many people pointed out, these are 5.5 to 6 hour rounds anyway. The kid was on 17, okay? It's not like this happened on the front nine and they're trying to get him to move along. There was also nobody waiting behind them. Now, if he's doing a major disservice to the other two guys in his group, I can understand. But to me, this is a huge, huge move that you better be making. You better make sure you want to make that move. Again, with all the things in play, you got a windy day, you got a 14-year-old kid who hasn't played the course much, you got slow rounds anyway, there's no group waiting. I understand they're on the clock and all that crap, but they are such, I don't want to say hypocrites, they're just so inconsistent with it. It's just such a pathetic inconsistency on the execution of that particular rule, which you want to talk about tweaking rules. Pretty sure in Ben Hogan's day, that wasn't part of the original rules of golf.
You know what? Here's the thing. They do have a slow play rule. Basically, you get on the clock, and then they warn you, and then they put you on the clock. The reason why a player on the PGA Tour hasn't been penalized for it since like 1995 or something like that is because when they are on the clock, they know to speed up. And Juan, he hasn't been there before. He hasn't done it before. He hasn't been on a clock before. So when you are on the clock, you have a certain amount of time that they are timing you from the minute you get to your shot, pick that club selection. You had 40 seconds or whatever it was on whatever shot that he was hitting, and he was on the clock for that timing. When a player on the PGA Tour is on the clock, they know to speed it up. Any other time, it doesn't matter. You have to be on the clock for them to penalize you. They can give you warnings, but when you are on that clock, that is when they penalize you. And they know when they're on the clock. He didn't know that he had to speed up when they were on the clock.
Here's what gets me. Basically, what they're telling me is ignorance is bliss for Tiger Woods. He didn't know the rule. Part of that was the fact that the guys at the Masters clearly didn't execute the rule very well either, or their understanding wasn't good, or whatever it was, they didn't process the rule properly. However, this one is executed to the letter of the law, and ignorance is not bliss for a 14-year-old kid who is from China and has never played at the Masters before.
You know, and his pre-shot routine wasn't right. The conditions were different. You know, he may have been, you know, trying to judge the wind, trying to figure out the speed of the greens. I mean, his routine that he's normally in, and I don't think he has, like, problems with pace of play any other time, but when it's your first time at Augusta, even though he'd been there for a month, the conditions during a round on a Friday are completely different than when you are playing in a practice round. He got behind, and he was on the clock, and they had to penalize him.
They didn't have to. 17th hole, Christina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One hole to play. No groups are waiting behind him. There is nothing to be gained by penalizing a 14-year-old kid or anybody else. You're on the 17th hole. At this point, guess what? You can't do any good for anybody. You're not helping anyone. Because guess what? If he takes a minute and a half every shot from the 17th, middle of the 17th fairway on, it's not going to impact the outcome of their round one iota. It's too late in the game. There should be some common sense. Again, no common sense used here.
Common sense. I agree.
No common sense used here.
I agree. Common sense is it. They told him on the 17th tee he had to speed up. He was on the clock. He was warned on 12 and 13. They penalized him on 17. It is what it is. It's stupid. Like you said, it's common sense. But once they put him on,
I don't know how as a grown man you can walk out and tell a 14-year-old, sorry, bro, got to take a stroke.
At the Masters.
But we're on 17.
Needless to say.
I don't know how you say, but we're on 17. Are you freaking kidding me in Chinese? I wish I knew because I hope that's what he said to the guy.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think the best part of everything that happened is the way he handled that after. unbelievably classy. I don't know if he has a PR person or not.
Yeah, he's
but
good.
He was unbelievably classy, and that the way he handled that after he was penalized made everyone in the golfing world and the Masters world and anyone who heard about it fall in love with that kid. Hands down.
I will tell you this. That rules official mm-hmm. is lucky that Steve Williams was not this kid's caddy, because that guy would have got beaten to death.
Yeah.
There is no chance that that guy, if they have an experienced PGA caddy on that kid's bag, that they go up and do that. Because that dude would have gotten the guy's face.
I think it's unbelievable, too, that he made the chip on 18 after it happened.
I think it's unbelievable that the kid made the cut. And it's awesome.
It's so... My husband, who's really doesn't... He loves it, but he doesn't obviously love it as much as me. He was so thrilled that Juan made the cut. I mean, that was the best thing that he could happen. He's like, you know what? After everything that happened, mm-hmm. how classy he was, thank goodness he made the cut. Thank goodness he made the cut. And I it's true. Thank goodness he made the cut. And the low am, that's amazing.
On the other end of the spectrum, I do have a problem with something related to
you
him.
You having a problem? No.
Shocker, I know.
I know.
I have a problem with something related to him. And
to
I will,
Juan?
Yep.
Okay.
I will talk about it when we come back.